Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is March 31, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about DIMOCO, sign D team up to launch banking-based payment method for online shops. Amazon acquires Indian startup Purple. Apple Pay launches in South Africa. Paysafe completes business merger with Foley Trasimene. Jack Henry enters the FedNow SM pilot program. Manu Atelier launches on Net-a-Porter China. Bakkt launches the Bakkt App e-wallet to manage all forms of digital assets. Molly publishes data on the challenges UK and Europe-based merchants face. Now let's get started. DIMOCO, sign D team up to launch banking-based payment method for online shops. Austria-based PSP DIMOCO and sign D, a provider of PSD2 technologies, have teamed up to launch a banking-based payment method for online shops. Via the partnership, the companies have formed a payments initiation service provider, PISP, enabling online merchants to execute payment transactions with a customizable white label solution. PSD2 allows regulated payment initiation service providers to initiate payments straight from customers' bank accounts, enabling customers to make payments directly through the website they are currently using. Therefore, an open banking PISP can initiate and execute a payment transaction on behalf of an online merchant. Amazon acquires Indian startup Purple. Amazon has acquired Purple, an India-based startup that is helping offline stores go online. According to TechCrunch, a regulatory filing showed Amazon Technologies paid US$14.7 million to acquire the Indian startup in an all-cash deal. The company is expected to spend an additional US$5 million to compensate Purple's employees. Purple offers a mobile payments device to offline retailers to help them accept digital payments and also establish presence on various mini app stores, including those run by Paytm, PhonePe, and Google Pay in India. An Amazon representative informed that Purple has created a cloud-based POS offering that enables offline stores in India to manage their inventory, checkout process, and customer experience. Apple Pay launches in South Africa. Apple has launched its contactless payment service, Apple Pay, in South Africa. Apple has launched its contactless payment service, Apple. The service is currently available for customers of Absa Group, Nedbank Group and Discovery Bank. Peach Payments, a payments gateway for South African e-commerce sites, has also announced support for Apple Pay for local businesses. According to techcentral.co.za, the launch of Apple Pay comes after Samsung Pay, Fitbit Pay, and Garmin Pay became available to South African consumers in 2018. Apple Pay is a mobile payment and digital wallet first launched in October 2014. It allows customers to load their supported banking cards onto a virtual wallet and pay at contactless payment terminal, online, or within iOS apps. Paysafe completes business merger with Foley Trasimene. Paysafe and Foley Trasimene have completed their previously announced merger. According to the press release, the merger was approved at a special meeting of stockholders of Foley Trasimene on the 25th of March 2021 and closed on the 30th of March 2021. The combined company now operates as Paysafe Limited, and Paysafe's common shares and warrants will begin trading on the New York Stock Exchange, NYSE, under the ticker symbols PSFE and PSFE. WS, respectively starting from 31 March 2021. Furthermore, Credit Suisse acted as lead financial advisor and capital markets advisor to Paysafe. Morgan Stanley also acted as financial advisor to Paysafe. BofA Securities, JP Morgan Securities LLC, Barclays, Wolf Capital Markets and Advisory, BMO Capital Markets and Evercore also acted as capital markets advisors, while Simpson Thacker and Bartlett LLP acted as a legal counsel. Jack Henry enters the FedNow SM pilot program. U.S.-based Jack Henry, a provider of technology solutions and payment processing services, has confirmed it will participate in the FedNow SM pilot program. Participating in the program helps the banks and credit unions that use JA PayCenter to connect to instant payment networks, giving them more choices and interoperability for their faster payment offerings. Jack Henry partnered with the Federal Reserve in early 2020 and will help shape the features and functions of the FedNow service, provide input into the overall user experience, help ensure readiness for testing, and process instant payments using the service before its general availability. In the initial advisory phase, participant input will help to further define the service and adoption roadmap, prepare for industry readiness, and finalize the Federal Reserve's overall instant payments strategy. The FedNow service is expected to provide clearing and settlement functions by 2023. Manu Atelier launches on Net-a-Porter China. Turkey-based leather goods company Manu Atelier has launched on Net-a-Porter China to grow its business and target the East Asian market. According to Fashion United, the brand saw a successful entry into China when it launched on JD.com in July 2020. The product offerings will focus on handbags and shoes, with a launch date for July 2021. Furthermore, the move comes as China, which was already a major target market for luxury brands, has become even more significant as the world emerges from the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. The country has seen a surge in revenge shoppers, as people wanted the experience of shopping again after lockdown. Consequently, with parts of Europe still in lockdown, China has become the country of the moment for expansion as retail there has returned to mostly normal sans tourists for the moment, Fashion United reported. Bakkt launches the Bakkt app e-wallet to manage all forms of digital assets. Bakkt, a digital asset marketplace founded in 2018, has launched Bakkt app, a digital wallet that brings together rewards points and other forms of digital assets into one platform. According to the press release, the Bakkt app gives consumers the power to use their digital assets how they prefer, converting participating rewards points to cash or using Bitcoin as payment, for example, all within one application. By enabling consumers and merchants to unlock the value of the $1.20 plus trillion in digital assets currently held in cryptocurrencies, loyalty and rewards points, and gift cards, the Bakkt app is designed to amplify consumer spending, reduce payment costs, and bolster merchant loyalty programs. The Bakkt app saw over 500,000 users participate in its invitation-only early access program, as new features were released and tested prior to its public debut. Now available to the public in the App Store and Google Play Store, the Bakkt app launches with industry and brand leaders including Starbucks, GolfNow, Best Buy, Choice Hotels, and Fiserv. Therefore, customers can now use Bakkt to reload their Starbucks card through the Starbucks app for iOS. This new digital experience introduces a new payment choice for Starbucks customers, who can convert supported loyalty and rewards points, Bitcoin, frequent flyer miles, and gift cards in the Bakkt app into USD to then reload their Starbucks card saved in the Starbucks app. Mollie publishes data on the challenges UK and Europe-based merchants face. Mollie has published data revealing the challenging conditions UK and EU merchants face and their plans to bounce back following the UK's formal exit from the EU. According to the press release, the findings, based on responses from 2,500 UK and Europe-based retailers and displayed in this report, also highlight which markets European merchants are primarily selling to. 1. More than half of retailers sell internationally to some degree. 44% of businesses sell purely domestically. 56% sell internationally. 22% sell across Europe as a whole. 20% sell across a select few international borders. 14% reported that they were selling globally. 2. Challenges. 43% of retailers cited the high cost of shipping as a major challenge. Almost half of retailers, 48%, said that projected delivery dates were the top reason for abandoned carts, with consumers being put off by long dispatch and arrival times. Conversely, 43% said that unexpected or additional charges like delivery fees was the main reason for abandoned carts. 59% said over-reliance on third parties for shipment was a key factor hindering growth. 3. Focus over the next 12 months. More than a third, 36%, are looking at improving logistics and shipment methods to help grow online revenue. Half of UK and EU retailers, 50%, said managing international expansion was the most important element for trading online, suggesting retailers are looking at careful expansion over the coming months. The survey was commissioned by Molly and undertaken by Coleman Parks. Fieldwork was completed in October 2020. The sample was 2,500 merchants across 5 European countries, 500 from Belgium, France, Germany, the Netherlands, and the UK. Within each of these countries, 100 were drawn from each of the following sectors: groceries, FMCG, hospitality, food delivery, home, hobbies, lifestyle, clothing and apparel, and consumer electronics. Across Europe, 500 merchants were surveyed in each sector. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.